Now, Bhagwan will tell us what is the goal and how we can reach that goal will be told in the next few verses. So, the next verse tells us about the goal. So, verse number 11. Yadaksharam Veda Vido Vadanti.
Yadaksharam Veda Vido Vadanti.
Vishanti Yat Yatayo Vitaragaha.
Vishanti Yat Yatayo Vitaragaha.
Yadichanto Brahmacharyan Charanti.
Yadichanto Brahmacharyan Charanti.
Tate Padam Sangrahena Pravakshye.
Tate Padam Sangrahena.
Together, Yadaksharam Veda Vido Vadanti Vishanti Yad Yatayo Vitaragaha Yadichanto Brahmacharyam Charanti Tate Padam Sangrahena Pravakshye. Okay, so Bhagwan says, Pravakshye. The last word is pravakshye. Vakshye is the future. That means I will tell. Pravakshye, when he used the word pra, the prefix pra, what it means? Prakarshena vakshye. Means I will tell you very clearly. Also, Bhagavan uses the word prakarshena when he wants to tell us something that is important. So what he's saying is pay attention. What I'm going to tell you is very, very important. And also I'll make it very clear. It's not going to be some obscure language, but something that we can understand. So what is this supreme goal? We have heard about that. But Bhagwan is telling us a little more about this goal. What he says, yat, yat means that, aksharam. It is said to be aksharam, imperishable. Who says that? Veda Vida. The knowers of Veda, Vadanti. They call this supreme state of consciousness as Akshar Brahma, the imperishable being, imperishable Brahman. And Vishanti, and they enter. Who enter this supreme state? Enter again, as we said, it's not a place to go. It is to understand that oneness and to enter that state of oneness within. Because we always think enter is somewhere else to go, a door I have to cross. The door is the inner door of ignorance. So, Vishanti, who enters? Yat Yataya, those who put in the effort. See, effort is required in anything. Whether I want to be successful in my life or whether I want to be successful in spirituality, without effort we can't. We all know that. If you want to go to a good college, you have to put effort. You want a career, you have to put effort. You want to be successful in your job, in your business, effort is required. And so also in spirituality, effort is required. And vitaraga, you cannot be bound by attachments. Attachments, we'll talk about that. That's a very important subject. So those who are vitaraga, means whose attachments are completely gone. And who is the one that desires this? All of us should desire this goal. But here Bhagavan says, yat ichchantaha. What is ichcha? Means they want, they desire who? Brahmacharya. Brahmacharis who practice brahmacharya charanti. They move around with this goal in mind. And brahmacharyam we'll talk about, because brahmacharya also, there is a lot of misunderstanding in our literature. We'll talk about that. Brahmacharyam charanti tat te padam. That padam, that goal, te to you, sangrahena pravakshye. I will tell you in brief. So briefly, I will tell you that highest goal. So aksharam, we have talked about before, is that means indestructible, immutable, means God always was, is, and always will remain the same. It will never change. It is immutable. It is indestructible. The world will be born, world will perish. But that consciousness never perishes, is beyond time. Veda Vida are the knowers of Veda. Veda, as we know, are divided into three sections. One is the Karma Kanda, which is the rituals. Second is the Upasana Kanda, which is the devotional verses, shlokas. And the third is Jnana, which is the knowledge. So karma, the rituals, Upasana, the devotion, prayer, and Jnana is the knowledge. So when they talk about Veda, Vida, here they're talking about the third group, those who practice the path of knowledge called Vedanta, which is the Upanishads. So those who study the Upanishads, and the Bhagavad Gita is the essence of the Upanishads. Upanishado Gavo Dogda Gopala Nandana. The Bhagavad Gita is the essence of the Upanishads given to us by Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So one who studies the scriptures, they call this Aksharam. They call this God immutable, imperishable. And they said, Vishanti, they enter. Who? This Yataya, one who has to put the effort. So as we said, effort is required for success in any field. So to think that, okay, I'm going to sit, or maybe I'll go to church, you know, 1 hour on Sunday, or I will just, you know, attend the Gita class on Sunday, or I will 5 minutes do the aarti. That is not enough. Constant effort has to be put, whether in the spiritual field or in the material field. If you want to be successful in business or profession, again, effort is required. So he says, Yataya, put your effort. Wherever you go, put your effort 100%. Don't do half-hearted work. Vitragaha, attachment. Now, attachment, giving up attachment, people think is the same as not loving. If I'm not attached to my family, I'm not attached to my things, does that mean I don't love? No, attachment means that growing out of. Giving up attachment is growing out of, just as there is a flower. Now, flower, after it gets pollinated, it becomes a fruit. So how does it become a fruit? It gives up its petals, right? It has to give up the petals and grow out of a flower to become a fruit. Now, for the fruit to become a seed, the fruit has to die. Fruit has to end, and then that's when we eat the fruit, then the seed comes out. Now the seed is buried in the ground. Now for the seed to become a tree, the seed has to give up itself, right? The seed cannot say, I'm going to stay and become a tree. No, the seed gives up its status of seed and becomes this huge, beautiful tree with fruits, flowers. So the point is that giving up attachment is growing out of my dependency to things and beings. So that is our biggest obstacle in spiritual progress. That's why in like they say in real estate, you know, what are the three most important things? Location, location, location. So three most important things in spirituality are dispassion, dispassion, dispassion. Giving up excessive attachment. There's a beautiful story I heard about dispassion. So there was this 7 or 8 year old girl who had just heard somewhere, maybe had read or something about attachment and detachment. So she asked her grandmother, Grandmother, what is detachment and what is attachment? I don't understand that. Now, grandmother was strong. She was not a weakling grandmother, but she was a pretty strong. She says, okay, sit on this chair. So she sits on the chair and she says, hold on to the sides of the chair as hard as you can. And she holds as tight as she can. And grandmother is pulling and lifting her. Grandmother was so strong, she forcibly pulled her off. And she said, Grandmother, my hand hurts. You know, you pulled me off the chair. She said, okay, your hand hurt, right? Yeah, okay. Now again, sit on the chair and just lightly touch the arms. Don't hold on. And she lightly touched and grandmother easily lifted her up. So she says, that is attachment and detachment. At this moment, we are so tightly holding on to our possessions, our things, our money, our family, our position and power, that at the time of death, when that supreme grandmother called Yamaraj, when he pulls us away from this world, if I'm excessively attached to my things and beings, it will be very painful. So they say, have everything, but remain detached. If I have it, it's fine. If I don't have it, it's still fine. So the ability to easily give up what I possess, not have this strong ownership.
Because holding on is attachment, giving up is detachment. So just as that girl, she's touching the chair but not holding it, easily you can lift her up. So that is detachment. And we have to practice that throughout our life. What happens is that we get so dependent on things. So the way to practice independence is the ability to give it up. For example, I'm very attached to money. So start giving it away, start sharing it, giving it to a good cause where you can help people. And what will happen is you will be able to show that I am independent of this money. I do not need this money. But interestingly, what will happen is that when it is given in a good cause, in a good place, you get two benefits. One is you get the spiritual benefit. You have helped somebody in need. Secondly, the Supreme God, the consciousness, is so merciful that you will get a lot more back, not only spiritually, but also financially. Your gain will be a lot more because he has the goddess Lakshmi with him, the Lord of all the wealth. So giving away what I own is one way of exerting independence, helping society, and then getting the spiritual benefit. And at the end of the day, there will be no deficit. It will be replaced more than. So that is called detachment, the ability to give up and grow out of my attachments. Now, he says, yad ichchanto brahmacharyam charanti, brahmacharis. What are brahmacharis? You know, in the traditional understanding is brahmachari is one who is not married, who does not have, you know, contact with the opposite sex. That is a very limited understanding of brahmacharya, because in the olden days when people used to go and live with the teacher for, you know, for the first 20, 25 years of their life after they had grown up, they were expected to live in celibacy in the ashram. But brahmacharya means living a life of moderation, not giving up, but in life of moderation, where not overindulging in anything, whether it's food, whether it's drinks, whether it's, you know, friends, whatever I am, the living a life of moderation, so that I am physically healthy, emotionally healthy, intellectually and spiritually healthy. That is brahmacharya, charyam. And the word kram comes from brahmani charanti iti brahmachari. So who is a brahmachari whose mind always revels in Brahman? Always his mind or her mind is always in those highest thoughts. That is brahmacharyam. So brahmacharyam does not only mean self-control, but living a life of moderation, withdrawing my mind from the extrinsic circumstances and focusing it on God. And we'll talk about that in the next verse. Then Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, tat te padam, that padam I will tell you in brief. Now this padam is a beautiful Sanskrit word. Pada has two meanings. One is padam means post. So like Rashtrapati pada means the post of the president. Post of the president, that is one, that post, so that goal. Pada also means steps. So the steps I take to reach that highest goal. So pada is not only the goal, the highest goal of spirituality, but also the steps I take. So it is the means and it is the goal. And that is the beauty of the Bhagavad Gita, that Bhagavan Krishna doesn't only tell us what is the goal of life, but how we can achieve that goal of life. So the means and the goal. That's what they say. If a doctor tells you what is your disease, he says, okay, what is the medicine? I don't know what your medicine is. Go to some other doctor. Then, you know, you'll not go back to this doctor again. You want a doctor who can diagnose your disease and also give the cure. So that's what Bhagavan says, that I will tell you what is your goal of life, and I will also tell you how to reach that goal, what steps to take. So, tatte pradam, I will tell you briefly, sangrahena pravakshye. So, this goal of life is that supreme consciousness, and that I will tell you. Now, how to do that, how to progress in my spiritual journey and also in my worldly journey,